Sport on RTE Radio 1.
22 minutes to nine, and Porrick's here with the sports news. Well, we all know your top story.
Yeah, for sure, Anya. Good morning again. The first game of the Women's Soccer World Cup is underway. The match between New Zealand and Norway kicked off just after 8 o'clock at Eden Park in Auckland. We're still awaiting the first goal of the game. And the match was preceded by a minute's silence for the victims of the early morning shooting in the city. New Zealand police said they've contained what they believe was an isolated incident and there was no risk to the security of the players or supporters. Now, excitement is building here ahead of the Republic of Ireland's opening fixture against Australia, which kicks off at 11 a.m. Our match commentator Adrian Eames now sets the scene from Sydney.
Well, from the moment that Amber Barrett nudged home that priceless goal in Glasgow last October, we've been waiting for this day. And in a little over 2 hours' time, Katie McCabe from Kilnamana in Dublin will lead out the Irish women's team at Stadium Australia. It's likely to be a spine-tingling occasion. They've made history by qualifying, and as Katie said yesterday, they want to leave a legacy for youngsters at home. A tough task awaits Ireland. Australia boss Tony Gustafsson feels there are areas in which the Irish are vulnerable and he expects his team to capitalise. As co-hosts, the pressure on the Matildas is intense, but in Chelsea striker Sam Kerr, they have one of the leading lights in football. They're strong and pacey too, so it's a big challenge for Ireland, but a boost yesterday with confirmation that Denise O'Sullivan has been declared fit for the girls in green. This, unquestionably, is the toughest of the group games. A positive result will be huge with games to come against Canada and Nigeria. Ireland at the World Cup finals, the wait is almost over.
And we'll have live radio commentary from Adrian and former Ireland international Claire Shine. That's on 2FM, where coverage begins at 10:30, presented from the RTE Roadcaster at Tempeloge United Soccer Club by Marie Crowe. And later, Gavin Jennings will present the news at 1 from Dalymount Park, where crowds will be gathering to watch the game. Tour de France overall leader Jonas Vingegaard has undergone 4 anti-doping tests in the past 2 days, including one an hour before the start of yesterday's stage. That's according to his Jumbo-Visma team. The Dane's lead over Tadej Pogacar now stands at 7 minutes and 35 seconds. A report by the Reuters news agency claims that there's growing scepticism amongst journalists on the tour about the performances of Vingegaard. It's a huge weekend for golf fans. 6 Irish players are taking part in the 151st Open Championship, which is up and running this morning at Hoylake. We can cross live to the course now and join Greg Allen.
And the first of those is 22-year-old Irish amateur Alex Maguire, who's going really nicely. He teed off around an hour and a half ago. Very confident drive down the first hole, opened with a par there. He did bogey the second, but he's birdied the par for fourth hole, holding from around 18 feet. And Maguire is level par after 5. Also, Darren Clark on the course, the 2011 champion, is 2 over after 3. Teeing off in just over half an hour will be Seamus Power alongside twice Open champion Padraig Harrington. And then at 10:09, the 2019 champion Shane Lowry gets underway. And he feels really comfortable around this links at Hoylake, especially after doing so well here in the 2014 staging of the Open here. A final round of 65 back then helped him to his first top 10 finish in a major in what were quite difficult circumstances.
I remember being on the wrong side of the draw and I still played really well, so good memories from here. Obviously Rory's got better memories, but it's always special coming back to an Open, but when you have your name on the trophy, it's even more special. And yeah, I feel like my game's in good shape, and I'm pretty excited about the week ahead.
The season, the way it's gone, there's so much good play in there, and you've spoken about putting 4 rounds together, but is that so close that it's almost frustrating, or you feel excited?
It's getting frustrating. Now, it is exciting, but it's getting a little bit frustrating. It's top 20s every most weeks, and it's just kind of feels like it's so close to being very good, and there hasn't really been many standout performances. But you know, I feel like I performed well in the majors this year. I feel like when the big weeks come around, I'm getting my game to a place where I'm happy with. Over the last few weeks, I'm starting to see the ball going in the hole a little bit better. So like you say, I haven't had too many weeks where I put 4 rounds together, so this would be a nice week to start.
4 years ago, same day, about the same time of day, we spoke behind the green, the 18th green in Portrush, and you were excited about the week, but slightly trepidatious. How do you feel about this? Because that worked out quite well.
Yeah, I'd be always a bit anxious coming into tournaments like this because I won so much from it. I'm quite relaxed at the minute. I've been in worse places going into tournaments, put it that way, and quite excited with the week ahead.
If you were to put a finger on something that hasn't been there this year, what would it be?
I feel like the first 4 months of the year, I didn't put well at all. I feel like the last few months I have. I just feel like, you know, it'll come together at some stage. I just need to stay patient. I think that's the big key for me this week. And as the season goes on, I think stay patient, keep shooting the good scores in the big tournaments, and you never know.
So Shane Lowry out at 9 minutes past ten. Rory McIlroy, who we referred to there, he'll be off at 1 minute to three alongside John Rahm and Justin Rose. Of course, McIlroy won the Open here at Hoylake in 2014. Top of the leaderboard is the man who hit the first tee shot of the day, Matthew Jordan, 2 under after 8 holes. He has a 1-stroke lead, and Alex Maguire has parred the 6th, and he's tied for 7th place on level par.
Thanks, Greg. Further updates from Greg on the News at 1 and Drive Time. Waterford's 3-time All-Star Ken McGrath is to take over the county's under-20 hurling team. His backroom team will include Dan Shanahan, Kevin Moran and Andy Maloney. Longford GAA has purchased 32 acres of land beside Pierce Park for a new €1 million centre of excellence. And there appears little prospect of any extra space being given to run off the GAA Championships next year, with confirmation this morning that Coldplay will play 2 gigs in Croke Park next summer on the 29th and 30th of August. And the Ireland men's basketball team suffered a 40-point defeat to Croatia in their European Championship qualifier. Next up for Ireland is an away game in Luxembourg next Wednesday.